Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, continues hour number two. Brought to you, of course, by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. He'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. The phone number, 800-222-5222. The Stormy Daniels scandal has had little discernible impact on voter opinions of President Trump, according to Morning Consult co-founder and chief research officer Kyle Dropp. In this week's poll, 46% of voters said the Stormy Daniels matter made no difference in their view of the president, and his approval ratings are up. And I asked the question, why are his approval ratings going up with the chaos in the White House, Stormy Daniels thing in the news continuously? Why are his approval ratings going up? I'll give you my take in a minute, but we now know for sure what Stormy Daniels wanted. You know, after the Anderson Cooper interview, the question was, what does she want? So Michael Levente was on, and here's what he was asked.
If they came to you with a settlement in this case, would you accept it?
Well, I think we would consider it. I would converse with my client. It would depend on the terms of the settlement. But, I mean, at this point, I don't see how the case gets resolved short of the truth coming out and the whole truth for the American people.
Yeah, you called Mr. Schwartz a hack and then moved on. But I also think, you know, a lot of people, Michael, are saying that you're a hack, too, that this is all politically motivated. Ooh. What do you say about that? That this is really nothing more to attempt to embarrass the president of the United States?
It's just simply not true. I'm not involved in politics. I'm representing my client. The president and Mr. Cohen are the ones that have spread half-truths and falsities about my client. My client wants the American people to know the truth and nothing but the truth.
And quickly, when do you expect to hear from the judge?
We have a hearing set on April 30th, and both sides will argue the motion at that time, and the court will either render a decision then or shortly thereafter.
Did you have any trepidation about filing this to depose the President of the United States? Did you have any trepidation whatsoever?
None, because it's well supported by the law, and we're confident in the motion.
So I think, here's my theory on Avente. Plus, he's been on TV every day for, this is the Michael Avente show. He's trying to get his, I'm sure he's gotten clients from this. This is the best publicity he's ever gotten. But as soon as he said, yeah, we would settle, you would think he would say, I don't want to settle. We want to get the truth out to the American people. But he had to stop when they said, would you settle? Yeah, I think I would settle. I think he's bluffing. I think this is like a card game. I think the man is bluffing. He's got nothing. 60 Minutes is where you do it. It's where you take your shot. It's a credible news show with Anderson Cooper. And you take your shot. You reveal what you have there. You don't go past 60 Minutes and still teasing. So here's what I think. You ready? I think that CD that they keep showing, that they claim or tease has incriminating information on there, is a bluff. And we have an exclusive here. For years we'll be talking about this. I remember where I was when Peter Tilden revealed what is on that CD. Are you ready? I have a very close friend who managed to make a copy of that CD, and here's what's on that CD. You ready? You're sitting back? Oh, you know what? I'll do that in a minute. 800-222-5222. I'll play in a minute. I think you're going to be stunned and shocked to hear what's on that CD. But I would love to hear from you about the president's approval rating. With all this turmoil, with everything that's going on, why are his approval ratings going up? And by the way, you're not going to believe this. FBI Director James Comey is going to do a town hall. And he's going to talk about a lot of stuff. He's going to talk basically first about his book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, which is set for a release on April 17th, as well as his public firing and the high-profile case that he oversaw, including the handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And we're going to get some answers, because you know who the interviewer is going to be? Anderson Cooper. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That means no follow-up questions. That means no... Jeez, how is that going to happen? Wow. I would rather have anybody else. I'd rather have Stormy Daniels do the interviews of Comey than Anderson Cooper. I'd rather Scaramucci. I'd rather have interviewing Comey than Anderson Cooper. Avenetti, the lawyer, I would rather have him than Anderson Cooper. But that's what's happening there. And Joe Biden has now apologized. He regrets talking recently about the firing. The fighting of President Donald Trump last week. He said that in high school he would have beat the hell out of Trump for his disrespect of women, and Trump responded in a tweet that said he doesn't know me, but he would go down fast, hard, crying all the way. And he said on a Pod Save America podcast, I shouldn't have said what I said. I shouldn't have brought it up again because I don't want to get down in the mosh pit with this guy, although they could have raised a lot of money for charity if they would have fought. And then John McCain is coming out with a no-holds-barred book, according to Simon & Schuster, called The Restless Wave, where he's going to reveal his deal with Trump, the Trump administration, and also running for president and what he went through, and I'm sure his struggles now. But are you ready to hear the CD I was waiting for, Engineer Steve? You ready? I have the exclusive, the CD that Michael Avenatti is holding that he is claiming has stuff on there that could sink the president. And I think, like I said, he's bluffing. It's like a card player. He's got nothing on there. Well, we got an exclusive copy of the CD, and I'm going to play it for you now. Here you go. You strap in. You ready? Here we go.
Now, Time Life Music presents the most complete collection of 70s music ever offered. Sounds of the 70s.
American Woman! All right.
Start with 21 super hits from 1970 at the introductory price of $9.99 for double-length cassette or $11.99 for digital CD.
Got a black magic woman after midnight. We don't let it all hang down.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain.
Have the opportunity to audition other albums from Sounds of the 70s. There's no minimum to buy. Cancel anytime.
Oh, come in, oh.
Sounds in days, down in nights,
the tears of a clown.
Come on, the rise and win.
Call now to get 21 original hits from 1970 at the introductory price of $9.99 for double-length cassette, $11.99 for compact disc. Here's how to order.
Weren't those a good thing? Well, people are running out to order right now. It's a great CD. That was a great, great years. I don't think he's got anything on there. I honestly don't think. I think that they're bluffing again. You don't do this leading up to 60 Minutes, and then he's so lost everybody. I mean, and CNN is still trying to do wall-to-wall coverage like it means anything. And as you see, the approval ratings have gone up. The reason the approval ratings have gone up, I think, happened to be the economy is chugging along pretty well. That Trump is addressing or trying to address immigration issues, and his base responds, and a lot of people respond to the fact that he's doing that. Buying is up. And company hiring is up. So I think all of those reasons weigh in. And I don't think there was huge tune-in for Stormy Daniels, but I don't think people are following it. And I think they helped the president, obviously, more than they hurt the president. And then he got his first trade deal with South Korea. He's got concessions there. And he largely criticized the previous agreement because of the U.S. auto trade deficit. So they're working out the auto trade deficit in this agreement. I know that Seoul won a permanent exemption from a new 25% steel tariff imposed by Trump as of last week, although not from the new 10% duty on aluminum or aluminium products. So the South Korea thing has been renegotiated. The bigger issue now is what's going to happen with negotiating this North Korea deal, because Kim Jong-un went to China. We didn't know it until he left. He went by train, and he sat down with Xi for a couple of days. And what I'm looking at there is that, first of all, Xi has gotten himself in a situation where he's president for life. He's consolidated his power. So he's taking care of that. Kim Jong-un, not stupid. He went over there, and now he's increased his leverage in talks with Beijing, don't you think? Because if he's showing that he's a friend of Beijing, what that message sends to Trump and everybody else is there's going to be no deal without China's involvement in a big way. And remember, they're usually, when you do a deal with North Korea, it's usually Japan, the United States, China, Russia, and South Korea, and us. Well, this is like when you have friends. Remember when you used to come home from school and there was an odd man out because there were three of you? Well, this sounds like it's trying to form an alliance ahead of the meeting, and then he's got a meeting next month with South Korea. What they're gonna do, I think what they're gonna play is, will denuke, because he threw it out there. Xi's spokesperson said that Kim Jong-un said that he's willing to denuclearize, which sounds great, except I'm sure there are caveats to that, and the caveat would be that we leave the South, that the U.S. and South Korea, see you later, we're off the peninsula. And this looks like he's strengthening his alliances prior to meeting with the president, getting all his ducks in a row politically, making sure that China now is an ally because there was big tension between the two of them, making sure that the South is an ally. We don't know what John Bolton is going to recommend at this point with Mattis. Russia said that they approve of the deal with North Korea, the fact that North Korea is getting friendlier with China, and they acknowledge it, and they're thrilled. So we don't know how they're going to play this out. But it looks like Kim Jong-un is not the crazed madman we thought he was. He's politically trying to shore up a base in the optics for this deal so that he has a little bit more leverage in the talks by the time the president gets there. And I'm assuming when the president goes, they're not going to negotiate anything, although it looks to be diplomacy is going on every single day here. I think the president's going to go there, establish a relationship, and say that we're going to have continued negotiations, because I cannot see us going there and saying he's going to denuke, and we are willingly going to leave the peninsula. The other thing is that Kim Jong-un not only does have a little more leverage right now because he's got a partner in Beijing, but he knows that the president wants a win. He knows that the president would love to go to North Korea, leave that meeting, and make some kind of big announcement, but that's not necessarily what's going to happen because there's too many moving parts to this. So interesting that we found out after the fact, or kind of after the fact, that Kim Jong-un went and visited with Xi and spent a couple of days, and apparently they hit it off. We don't know who promised what to whom, but it looks like he's shoring up his relationships before the president goes to see him in May, although, as I said, there is no date on the books at this point. Meanwhile, the House Republicans, when they come back from a break, it's going to be interesting because they're going to take up a balanced budget amendment when they're back from the recess. The reason they're going to take up the ballot budget amendment, and remember, everything in government is optics, is because they need to be able to go back home and say they voted in support of a balanced federal budget after a $1.3 trillion budget bill and the tax bill. So you want to be home to your constituents and say, hey, you know what? We're fighting for you, and we're fighting for a balanced budget, and I'm going to sign it, and see you later, okay? Is that good enough for you? Because, A, they spent a lot, and, B, they haven't touched entitlement spending, which is huge, and it was a huge promise. So watch what's going to happen. They're going to come back. They're going to race to work on the balanced budget amendment. So the optics for the midterms are we did something. And the other thing out of Washington now is that the VA Secretary, David Shokin, is dead man walking, that the president's not happy with him. So he is going to be out of there very, very soon. And then Jita Haspel, who is looking for confirmation as the head of the CIA director, is kind of distancing herself from her past and her oversight in that black site operation that was in Thailand. She says she didn't order the destruction of these tapes that showed harsh interrogation techniques, that she had nothing to do with that. She also, in interviews with the Senate, said that the 9/11 mindset was very different than it is today, but she will abide by the laws. Will she get confirmed? Don't know. That's going to be a tough one. The Democrats will definitely, 1,000,000% fight against that one. And then you got Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg is going to go and testify, and he better be prepared. And I looked this up. There are a lot of experts. Man, there's so many jobs in Washington we don't know about. There's a whole slew of experts who get you. There's so many people who testify in front of Congress. They're experts that prepare you for your testimony in front of Congress. One firm charges $1,200 for a 2-day class. And then another does murder. They call them murder boards, where they sit there and they get staff to ask you the toughest question as if you'll be testifying. He's going to go before the House Energy and Commerce Committee and try and control the damage. The problem is these guys, when they do this political theater, what they want is they want FaceTime and they want to look tough for their constituents back home. So they're going to go off script a lot. They're going to ask about Russian interference. I'm sure he's going to be asked about what's been done as far as blocking conservative voices on Facebook. There have been charges about that. As far as regulating Facebook, man, that is going to be a tough one. And the reason it's going to be a tough one is because what regulation should you do that's not political? Regulation is usually political. If you look back in the Nixon days, they had Dean and Haldeman. They wanted them to use the Federal Communication Commission's regulatory process to take away TV stations owned by the Washington Post. They wanted to retaliate and hurt them. So when you put into place regulations, whether it's Trump or whether it's the next president, Elizabeth Warren, whoever it is, you're regulating speech. So what you want to do then, and this is pointed out in a great article by Donald Graham, as a matter of fact, that it's a fine line you walk. There's a different goal when you regulate, and that is not offending the regulators. And technology companies have to move fast, and we have to be very careful that if you regulate them to the point that they can't grow, they can't move, they can't change, then the Facebooks of China and other countries who are not regulated can take over. And all of a sudden, because remember, Google and Facebook, most of their users are outside the United States. So competitors outside of the United States, if they're regulated too much, we'll pass them by. And all of a sudden, you got the new Facebook, you got the new Google, and it ain't ours. It's not emanating from the United States. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when he testifies. And when you got Elizabeth Warren and you got Ted Cruz both saying the same thing, you realize that we're going down that path where it looks like they're going to try and throw together some regulations. And as much as I feel Facebook should be more transparent, we should know what they're doing. It's regulating Facebook. You're walking into a really scary area on how to do that. Plus, Facebook just announced that they're tweaking their privacy tools to make it much easier for you to discern who's sharing your information and to change the settings so you understand exactly what you're getting into. The other thing with this, as far as regulating, you can just leave. Anybody who's unhappy with Facebook getting their stuff, leave. And I wonder how many, we got to look that up, how many people have exited Facebook in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I know their stock dropped like a rock, went down billions of dollars, 16% since March 16. But he's got his hands full. Going to testify in Congress because there's no line. It's not linear how they ask questions. What they're trying to do, because it is political theater, is score points with their constituents and ask whatever questions they want. And they can stray from asking questions about transparency and safety and start getting into other stuff. Like I said, limiting conservative voices. What does your algorithm do? Who are your monitors? And on and on and on to score points on TV in front of the constituents or on cable or on the internet in front of the constituents rather than trying to get to a solution with Facebook, who has, I think, 15 lobbyists, in-house lobbyists, and unlimited money with lawyers to fight back against Congress. So it's going to be a bit contentious. I'm sure he doesn't want to go. If I had $50 billion, I would go kicking and screaming. Plus, he's not, how do I put this, a people person. So I can see him in a corner rocking back and forth in a fetal position. That I can see more than I can see guys in Congress yelling at him and asking him questions and trying to bait him and get him into a trap. So it will make for a great TV viewing. All right. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Peter Till the 10 continues after this. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Till the 10 continues. Hour number two. Call right now, 800-222-5222. If you want to take the news quiz for tickets to go see a very special evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons at the Pacific Symphony at the Pacific Amphitheater. What a night that will be. All of the Four Season hits and Frankie Valli in person. And all you got to do is answer a couple true and false questions, multiple choice questions about what's going on in the news right now. And if you're listening, you'll learn about what's going on in the news right now. And right now, you'll learn even more about what's going on in the news. 800-222-5222 with the news here on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Peter Tillman at 10 continues. Hour number two. Coming up, we're going to talk about whether your employer should be able to contact you and connect with you after work hours. A couple of countries want to pass a bill. New York wants to pass a bill. Well, your boss has to leave you alone after work. So get ready to talk about that. But right now, we're going to do the Peter Tillman News Quiz. We're going to go to Jeff in L.A. Jeff, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, man. What do you do for a living?
I work for a robotics company.
Wow. And what specifically kind of robotics do they do?
We actually do, I'm the head of education for the company. We actually work with schools, school districts, and universities actually to give kids opportunities to learn skills that they can translate into jobs.
That's pretty great. And do they take, like a duck to water, do they get it?
Yeah, they do. Kids love it. They actually build the robot, then they actually learn to program it, and then they have tasks that they can do that align to what they're learning in their classrooms.
Amazing. That's good to know that you're preparing people for the future, because that was my biggest fear, is that education is not gonna approach that. So, well, and you're ready for the future, and you're ready for the game right now. We do multiple choice. We do true and false. And here you go. Just listen carefully. North Korean Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un reportedly made a surprise visit to where this week? Was it A, China, B, South Korea, or C, the Victoria's Secret at the Fox Valley Mall in Aurora, Illinois? Is it A, B, or C?
It's A, China.
It is. He made a surprise visit to Beijing, and he's kind of trying to shore up the allies there, make sure that he's on the same page with China, and then he's going to see South Korea, and then, supposedly, we'll be on the books to go see him, too. The current single winner payout for the Mega Millions lottery has topped $500 million for the fourth time. What could you buy for $500 million? Is it A, about 100 Lamborghini Veneno Roadsters or Veneno Roadsters, B, 7 trips to the International Space Station aboard a Russian rocket, or C, 125,313,283 Big Mac hamburgers, or D, any of the above, A, B, C, or D?
Any of the above.
You got it. Wow, 100 Lamborghinis. More than $500 million will be there for the taking Friday after no winning tickets were drawn last night. Do you buy it when it hits $500 million? Yeah, you do, right?
Yeah, here and there.
There you go. Yeah, everybody has a number in their head where, yeah, $70 million is not enough for me. In response to retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' call to repeal the Second Amendment, Donald Trump said what via tweet? Was it A, they can pry the Second Amendment out of my cold, dead, tiny hands? B, we need two more Second Amendments? Or C, the Second Amendment will never be repealed?
He said would never be repealed.
Absolutely. President Donald Trump dismissed retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens' call to repeal the Second Amendment. By the way, John Paul Stevens, 91. It will never be repealed. So why am I hearing? All right. Donald Trump is reportedly having a hard time finding what? Is it A, a caterer for this year's White House Easter egg roll, B, a law firm to assist him in the Russia probe, or C, his favorite cufflinks? He swore he left them on the dresser last week. Is it A, B, or C?
I'll take a shot and I'll say B.
A law firm to assist him in the Russia probe. By the way, why would you jump into that now if you're a law firm? The other thing, too, is in Washington, so many law firms have conflicts of interest because they represent somebody who knows somebody who talked to them already that may have to do with the Russia probe. The Trump administration has decided to add a question about what to the 2020 census. Is it A, citizenship, B, gun ownership, or C, pornography usage? Is it A, B, or C?
It's citizenship.
Yeah, the state of California sued the Trump administration Monday night, arguing that the decision to add a question about citizenship violates the Constitution. The state's attorney general acted just after the Commerce Department announced the change in a late-night release. All right, who said they were stabbed last night and is recovering in a Los Angeles hospital? Is it A, Kevin Smith? Is it B, Corey Feldman? Or C, the actor who plays Julius Caesar at the Hollywood Walk of Fame? A, B, or C?
Corey Feldman.
Poor Corey Feldman. He said he was attacked and stabbed on Tuesday night on Twitter. He said this. The actor shared two photos of himself lying in a hospital bed. Detailing the incident, he claimed three men approached him in his car and one attacked while he was distracted. In recent months, he has publicly spoken out against an alleged pedophile ring in Hollywood, and he said he believes the attack was in retaliation. What will crash into Earth around April Fool's Day? A, a giant asteroid will leave only cockroaches and Keith Richards alive? B, an out-of-control Chinese space station? Or C, Justin Bieber's new album, Hey Girl, spelled with a U? A, B, or C?
B.
Yes. Scientists attempting to forecast the eventual crash of China's Tiangong-1 space station say it will likely re-enter the Earth's atmosphere around April 1st. The odds of being struck by a piece of falling debris as the Chinese space station re-enters atmosphere is A, about 1 in a million, B, about 1 in 300 trillion, or C, about the same as me buying the new Justin Bieber album. Is it A, B, or C? It's B, about 1 in 300 million. All right. Walmart has announced it will remove what from its checkout lines? I got Steve a little excited. Walmart is going to remove something from their checkout lines. Is it A, Cosmopolitan magazine, B, their human checkout staff, Mr. Robotics, or C, Glock G17 pistol two-packs? now on sale for just $19.99. Is it A, B, or C?
It's Cosmo.
Yeah, they're going to remove the women's fashion magazine from the checkout lines at 5,000 stores across the country, calling it primarily a business decision. The news was shared Tuesday via press conference from National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And the final question for you, sir. Users peeved by the Facebook data breach are leaving the social media site for A, Twitter, B, MySpace, or C, Instagram. Is it A, B, or C?
I'd say C.
Yes, and it's owned by Facebook. They bought it in 2012 for $1 billion. They're having a moment just in time to be the lone bright spot for the parent company. And as I said, he's going to have to testify in front of Congress, and that is not going to be fun for him. Jeff, thanks for what you're doing for the kids as far as the robotics. That's really, really cool. And stay on the line, and we'll get you your tickets to a special evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with the Pacific Symphony Orchestra. Enjoy.
Thanks.
Yeah, you take care. Coming up, I do want to talk about with you, 800-222-5222, this new bill in New York City, disconnecting from work. It would apply to businesses with 10 or more employees, forbid communication when workers are off duty, on vacation, or using personal days off or sick. Is this something, hey, is your company going to employ this? Is your boss going to say it's okay? Or should they not even be involved with legislating how businesses talk to their employees? Is that something that the businesses should work out on their own, if they can? 800-222-5222 is the phone number. We'll discuss that next year on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talk Radio 790 KBC, Peter Till and the 10 continues. Hour number two, the phone number, 800-222-5222. Should your boss have the right to call you at nights, weekend? Hey, Hal! Just emailing you to say, got a little problem here at work. Could you do this extra work for us? It's going to take you a couple hours. I know you're on vacation with the family, or I know you're going into surgery, but could you... We're never disconnected. It's so funny. My dad convinced me that he had a tough job. And looking back, he left the house at 6:30, got to work about 7:30, left the job around 5:30 or 6, and got home about 6:37. No answering machine, no calls from work, no emails. He worked a half day Saturday, no nothing Saturday afternoon, no nothing Sunday, and now we are all working day and night because your boss can contact you continuously. So in New York, Rafael Espinal, a city council member from Brooklyn, introduced a bill last week that would make it illegal for businesses to contact employees by email or instant messaging when the employees are off work. It would apply to businesses with 10 or more employees, and it would forbid communication when workers are off duty, on vacation, using personal days, or off sick. If you want to comment on that, I'd love to hear from you before we get off the air here. 800-222-5222. It's work creep. What happens is it creeps into every part of your life. People are looking at their phones at dinner, before they go to bed, and they're always, always on email. And the company can reach out to you anytime. I think part of this has the precedent that you set with the company. It's like dating. I always explain to my kids, when you get married, if you stop going out with your friends two nights a week to play cards or do whatever, and then you want to start it up again in 5 years, forget it, because you've already set the precedent that you're not doing it. And your significant other is going to say, where are you going? You never used to do that before. If you keep it as a precedent, they won't bother you. As far as businesses are concerned, my attitude is depends on the business, first of all. If you're in the entertainment business, it's 24-7. If you're in medical business, it's 24-7. The safety business, certain restaurant businesses. But the bigger issue, and I think my take on this, is salaried employees are expected to be available. If you're the head of the company, a management person in the company, and you're on salary, it's expected that you're available. And you can establish that right up front when you get your job. You sit down and talk about it. But in most salaried positions, they expect to be able to reach you, especially if the company's struggling, they want to reach out to you. If they need answers right away because other people are working beyond just a 9-to-5 job, they need to get in touch with you. I think the fair thing here is that salaried employees expected. Hourly employees, they should be paid extra. They should be off the clock. Because if you're paying somebody an hourly wage and you're asking them to do stuff after those hours, then you should be paying them for those hours. But to legislate in other businesses that it has to be done, I mean, you can complain to your HR department. But I think it's a case-by-case scenario that the business has to decide. So I think the fair thing for sure is hourly employees. But everybody else, you know what you're getting into when you go, when you sit down for their job interview, they kind of tell you what's up. And most businesses today, again, expect you, if you are a paid employee who's salaried, they expect that they're going to be able to reach you, after work, or that in a lot of businesses, work creep is just what it's about. If you want to compete, if you want to get ahead, if you want to advance, you're available. Today, of course, you got the digital tools that blur the boundary between personal and professional lives. But I don't know that this is the biggest problem. And I'd love to hear 800-222-5222. Maybe we can take it up again tomorrow when we have a little more time. France, their right to disconnect law, they did it. It came into effect on January, allows employees and companies of more than 50 people to ignore emails after work hours. The government says it's going to ensure the respect of time and vacation as well as personal and family. Europe, they also make sure you take vacations, which does recharge you. Here, so many employees are worried, or were worried because of the job market, that they didn't even take vacations. A lot of people waived their vacation. So in France, they're doing it. In the Philippines, the bill that sought to grant employees the right to disconnect from work-related electronic communications doesn't apply to all sectors, like public offices, media, hospitals, but they're also trying to do a balance there. House Bill 4721 in Manila does not prevent employers from communicating with employees after work hours, but only prohibits employers from reprimanding or sanctioning employees should they not reply. That's kind of weird, because if you don't reply, they won't hurt you or sanction you, but they could start building a case quietly to get rid of you. I think most employers, when you're hired, establish what the work schedule is going to be, what the expectation is for you when you sit down, that this is what we do here, this is how we work. So I don't think it's a surprise for most people. Let's go to, I don't know who this is, but let's see. Dino's still talking to him. Like I said, if I don't have time to get to you on the phone today, we'll pick this up again tomorrow, because I think it's kind of important, and people do need recharging to get away from work. Rebecca in Huntington Beach.
Hey, Peter, hi.
How are you?
Well, it's either stop calling us at home, you know, for this or that, because most of these things can wait till tomorrow or Monday.
Right.
Or pay more for stress leave.
Well, but if you're a salaried employee,
yeah.
Don't you think most salaried employees know that they're expected to be available, or you arrange what that's going to be when you sit down and take the job? You have an expectation of the culture at your work?
I don't expect to be called for every little thing at 8 o'clock at night.
And does that happen to you?
I expect to have a life also. Unless when I sit down and sign an agreement that says I have no vacation time, I forfeit vacation time, because I used to work till 10 o'clock at night on my own,
right,
on a salaried employee to get ahead. But there was a time when I literally burnt out.
And what happened when you burned out? Did you go in and explain it to them?
I was told by a counselor, your phone turns off at 5.
And then would the company respect
that?
You
are burnt out.
Did the company respect that when you told them you needed to do that?
Yep. Guess what? They knew. I didn't tell them that because I didn't need them to know, personal life. I was seeing somebody. But you know what? They just stopped doing it.
Oh, I got you. I hear you. Well, a lot of companies, when you give them the feedback, they stop. But I don't know about legislating it. Like I said, definitely for hourly workers. But I think that most salaried workers know what the expectation of their company is. Sorry you burned out, but you sound really good right now.
I retired. I think that it has to be understood that the employee may or may not return your call. You can't expect them to.
I got you. Rebecca, we got to run. Hey, get Howard's number and Beth's number, because I do want to talk about this a little more tomorrow, because a lot of companies do have a different expectation than their employees do. And thank you for calling. And like I said, we'll take this up again tomorrow and continue the conversation. Beth and Howard and everybody else. This is Talk Radio 790 KBC. We're going to do Crosstalk now with Dr. Drew. I see through the glass a handsome and powerful man. And Lawrence Avon.
Looking for some crosstalk.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, wrapping up, making way for Dr. Drew and Lawrence Chavon, and Drew is here. I called you a handsome, powerful man. I gave you that intro, actually.
That's right. The one that you granted to
Yeah, I didn't give it to him. He took it.
He took it from you. Yeah. Look who's here. She's entering now.
Oh, my gosh.
Entering the stage.
Lawrence.
The great Lawrence Chavon is
how are you?
Barely made it back into this country.
How are you?
Hola, mis amigos.
How was the immigration process?
Bien.
Where were you?
Bien. I was in Mexico.
Oh. You know, I made it through 3 years of Spanish with every answer to a quiz question was, I see, that's all I knew. That's all I knew.
Yeah.
So you went and did what? Was it vacay or was it work?
It was not work.
Finding drug dealers? What did you do?
It was not work.
Okay, all right.
No.
How nice.
I tell you what, it's a beautiful country. I mean, you know.
You know, tonight, look at her. She's still there. She's lying on a lawn.
For the Americans that go visit, I'm sure it's a beautiful country. For the people that are trying to climb over a wall to get here, I guess, you know, they probably have their
reasons. They're not all from Tijuana, that's all I'm saying.
They're not all on vacation down there?
No, necessarily. Yeah.
I was hoping, I drank as much water as I could, hoping to lose
really?
A few lbs
in time for bikini season.
Nothing happened. I only gained weight.
You seriously drank
what
water?
What a ripoff. Okay. Oh, I drank as much as I could. Ice, everything. Extra, please.
Nothing. Licking moisture off of cars.
When you get amoeba, I will be here to help treat.
How bad is that when you get dysentery or a bad amoeba down there?
Depends what you get. Amoeba's horrible.
Can't we get her a tapeworm? That works really well.
I was just looking to lose.
Did you see the tapeworm that came out of that guy?
Yeah, when you see Asperis come out of somebody.
What is that?
Warren will show you. Asperis on the corneas? Oh, it's fantastic.
All right, so stay tuned. 800-222-5222. We can talk about which is worse, the water in Florida or Flint or in Mexico.
That's a great question. Put it out to the callers.
800-222-5222.
That's the marker coming in.